This is Stephanie Roth, and it's time for Bud. But can you open your eyes wide? Now, can you close your eyes tight? Open, close. Open, close. That's a blink. Now, can you close one eye and keep the other eye open? That's a wink. Wink, blink. Wink, blink. Wink, blink. Now, close your eyes, and I will tell you a story. Cammy loved her stuffy. It was a sloth, and he was the perfect shade of purple. He had an enormous grin. She named him Slothy. And her favorite thing about Slothy was his Velcro hands and feet, because she could pull them apart and put them back together again, which meant that Slothy could hang from her arm or give her a hug around her neck. Cammy never went anywhere without Slothy. When Cammy took a bath, there was Slothy hanging from the shower rod. When Cammy went in the car, there was Slothy hanging from the seatbelt. When Cammy ate dinner, there was Slothy hanging from the chair. One day, Cammy was packing clothes in a suitcase, and she was talking to Slothy.
Slothy, we are going on vacation. We get to fly in an airplane, and I know you haven't been on an airplane before, but you don't need to worry. You can hold on to my arm the whole way, and Mommy and Daddy say it will be fun, and I think it will be fun, too.
Cammy and Slothy sat together in the airplane, and when the stewardess said to Cammy,
"Would you like a snack?" She said, "Yes, and can Slothy have a snack too?"
"Of course." When the plane ride got a little bit bumpy, Slothy and Cammy held on to each other and kept each other safe. And when they were on vacation, Cammy and Slothy had matching grins. It was as fun as Mom and Dad said it would be. But what happened next, neither of them could have guessed. On the last night of vacation, when Cammy was sound asleep, her parents lifted her up and took her all the way to the airport and on to the plane while she was asleep. They didn't want to wake her because it was so late. When Cammy woke up, she was on the airplane. Well, she looked to the left and she looked to the right. She looked up and down. And then she looked at her mom and said, "Where's Slothy?" Her mommy's eyes got wide. Then her mommy looked at her daddy and said,
"Did you put Slothy in Cammy's bag?"
Her daddy's eyes got wide. "I thought you grabbed Slothy." "Oh, no, I thought you grabbed Slothy." Cammy cried, "I want Slothy! I want Slothy!" Cammy cried when the plane got bumpy. She cried when the stewardess asked her if she wanted a snack, and she was still crying when the plane landed. "Oh, Slothy is all alone!" When they got off the airplane, Cammy's mom pulled out her cell phone and called the hotel.
"Hi, we were just staying in your hotel and my daughter's favorite stuffed animal got left behind. Yes, he's a purple sloth. His name is Slothy and My daughter needs him. Can you please find him? She cried the whole flight home. She's still crying. You can probably hear her in the background.
The voice on the hotel line said, "Ma'am, it's all right. I'll find Slothy. You can tell your daughter that Slothy wasn't quite done with his vacation. And I'll send you some photos so that your daughter knows Slothy is all right."
Oh, you would do that? Oh, thank you so much. Cammy's mom ran to her and gave her a great big hug and then helped her to blow her nose. "It's all right, Cammy. Slothy just wasn't done with his vacation yet."
"He wasn't?"
"No, but he'll be home soon. Don't worry."
Cammy's mom looked at her phone. It was a text with a picture of Slothy waving. The message said,
"Hi, Cammy. It's Slothy. I forgot to tell you I was staying an extra day. Vacation is fun."
Cammy smiled.
"Slothy is okay."
"He's okay, Mommy."
"Aw."
And Cammy walked with her mom and dad out to the car. When they were all buckled and ready to go, another text and photo from Slothy. This time, Slothy was sitting by the pool with his arms wrapped around a big glass of lemonade. And Slothy was wearing sunglasses.
The text said,
"I love the pool, Cammy, and the lemonade here is great. I'll be home soon. I miss you. XOXO.
Mommy, what does XOXO mean?
Oh, that's just a short way of saying hugs and kisses, Cammy.
Mommy, can you send Slothy a text back?
Sure, Cammy. What do you want to say?
Okay, say, "I miss you too, Slothy. And next time you stay on vacation, you make sure that I stay with you, okay? XOXO.
Well, that night, when Cammy was trying to get comfortable in her bed without Slothy, another picture and message from Slothy came through. Slothy was hanging from a luggage rack, grinning. The message said,
"I'll be home as fast as a Mexican free-tailed bat. That's fast. See you tomorrow, Cammy. XOXO.
Cammy wiped a tear.
"Oh, okay, tomorrow isn't too far away. Mommy, how fast does a Mexican free-tailed bat go?"
"Google says it can fly up to 100 miles per hour. That's fast, Cammy."
"Okay, will you tell Slothy I love you and I can't wait to see you. XOXO.
Well, the next day, Cammy tried to play, but all she could think about was Slothy. She tried to help her mommy unpack, but all she could think about was Slothy. When would Slothy be home? Well, that night, while they were eating dinner, Cammy and her mom ran to the door, and there was a man holding a box. The box said, "Special delivery for Cammy." She opened it up, and
Slothy!
Cammy hugged Slothy tight.
"I am so glad you're home. I missed you, Slothy. I missed you."
Oh, are you so happy that Slothy and Cammy were back together again? Me too. Have you ever lost something important to you? Did you get that sad feeling in your chest that made you feel like crying?
Did you cry? It's okay to feel sad. Your feelings are real, and they are important. Let's give ourselves a big, slothy hug. If you listen closely, you'll hear his Velcro. Oh, that feels better. Let's check in with our bodies and make sure that they feel good. Take a deep breath in and out. Notice your toes and feet. How are they feeling? All right, let's breathe in and out. Notice your legs. How are they feeling? Let's breathe in and out. Now notice your tummy and your chest. How are they feeling? Breathe in and out. Notice your shoulders and back. How are they feeling? Good. Breathe in and out. Now notice your neck and head. How are they feeling? Breathe in and out. If there was any part of your body that didn't feel just right, let's take a nice big breath and imagine love coming in and going to that part of your body. Are you ready? Breathe in love. And breathe out. Breathe in love. And breathe out. That feels better. And now it's time to dream and wish. Wish and dream. Dream and wish. Wish and dream, sweet child. And remember, you can feel sad and be okay at the same time. Wink is a production of BYU Radio. Good night.